For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The U.S. economy surged to a yearly rate of 4.1% last quarter. White House Economic Development Advisor Larry Kudlow says with this week's agreement with the European Union to avoid escalating their trade dispute, this is just the start.
In the next 6 to 12 months, I think you will see presidents' effort to form trade bear a lot of fruit.
Some private forecasters caution that GDP last quarter is not sustainable, saying temporary factors like consumers spending their tax cuts and exporters delivering products before retaliatory tariffs played a role. Is the U.S. preparing airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities? Speaking at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis says those reports out of Australia are fiction.
I have no idea where the Australian news people got that information.
Other sources indicate providing intelligence on targets is different from actually planning a mission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Donald Trump issued a public thank you to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for returning the remains of missing American soldiers to the U.S.
I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me. And I'm sure that he will continue to fulfill that promise as they search and search and search.
The UN command says 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. Afterwards, the remains are expected to be moved to a base in Hawaii for testing. A deadly wildfire in Northern California called the Car Fire has claimed the life of a firefighter as well as the life of a man using a bulldozer to stop the fire from spreading. Others have been injured. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Captain Robert Foxworthy of Cal Fire says the weekend forecast is unfavorable.
The fire burned incredibly fast, hot. We have some 110-degree temperatures.
Thousands have been evacuated from their homes. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Donald Trump, a guest on Sean Hannity's radio show, says he expects Republicans to do better than expected in midterm elections this November, thanks to the fastest pace of economic growth in nearly 4 years. He's also vowing to hit the campaign trail starting 60 days from the midterms, as much as 6 to 7 days a week.
I will be campaigning for all of these great people that do have a difficult race, and we think we're going to bring them over the line. So I really believe that because we're doing so well as a country and so well with the economy, I think we're going to be surprising a lot of people.
In a federal court in Los Angeles, a hearing on former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he's confident the judge will not rule against him.
If we made a list of every ethical violation that Michael Cohen has committed over the last 10 years, the list would constitute a book. I mean, this guy has no business having a law license.
Daniels is seeking a court ruling declaring invalid her agreement not to talk about an alleged sexual tryst with Trump before he became president. Trump denies the allegations. The National Football League says its meeting with the NFL Players Association was constructive regarding its policy of having players stand during the national anthem, but no word on what, if anything, was actually accomplished. Back in May, the NFL said players do not have to be on the field during the anthem, but if they are, they must stand. The union says it was not consulted. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.